And we've been talking this morning about this experience I had in the sauna yesterday. Went to the gym, did the old elliptical machine thing. If you haven't tried that out, that thing's pretty cool. I know at first it can look intimidating because it's weird, you know. But it's pretty cool. Check that out.
Is it endorsed by John Bastow?
I'll double check this afternoon. I don't think I saw his signature on it.
Okay.
So is that a negative or is that positive?
Positive.
Okay. Okay. Well, after the workout, I went into the sauna for a bit. I'm like, I'll go in there. Yeah, that'll be cool. And door kind of slammed behind me as I went into the little hall. Because it's a co-ed sauna. There's the men's locker room, the women's locker room, then a hallway that leads to the sauna so that no one's ever seeing full view into the other person's locker room. You know, kind of the dirt ball filter, basically, is what that hallway is. And I go in there, and I'm in there with two, I believe, Korean women. One sitting on the floor for some reason. The other sitting up on the seat, the bench, like a normal person. And then two more come in a little bit later. And now all four of them are in, just start this conversation. They're just blah, 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 blah. Just the entire, I have no idea what they're talking about the entire time. And so I'm there alone. There's no one to speak English to, unless I would have interrupted them. But they were so into their conversation. Like, are they talking about me, you know? Are they talking about my back hair? What are they discussing, you know? Am I right to be paranoid about that? Would you be paranoid?
I don't know.
You'd probably be cool with
I'd
it.
I'd just be chilling.
Nothing really bothers you. What do you think?
Okay, I don't think I find it rude.
Okay.
Okay, me and my husband, we both talk Spanish and English. We sometimes speak Spanish when we talk about... Me and my husband like to get kinky, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And we talk about kinky stuff in Spanish, like you say, in other places where we don't want people to know. Some people do stare, but then again, they like hesitate to ask, but they really don't ask. And then we kind of like look at their faces knowing that they want to know what we're talking about. Then we try to talk in English, but we don't really talk in English, but we were talking in Spanish.
Right, yes.
And sure, they kind of like figure that out. But then again, certain things you just don't want other people to hear. I know what you're talking about.
God, that must be great. That must be a great convenience. But what my main problem, though, with that argument is when you're doing that, usually there's multiple people around you, right?
Yeah.
This was a situation where it's me surrounded by myself with four other people who are speaking that. So I felt like I was excluded, or maybe they were talking about me specifically.
Well, yeah, you know that happens, because sometimes I go to the grocery store and there's like Korean ladies and Philippines and all them. And I kind of, like, look and wonder, but then again, I'm like, no, it's none of my business. They ain't talking to me. You know, why bother? Life goes on.
Right.
But, no, I don't think, you know, it would be a problem. But then again, you know, everybody has their own mind, their own knowledge, so.
Yeah, I think it was just the situation. You're alone, basically, in the sauna, and then you're just left with your own thoughts as they're yapping loudly in Korean or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was more awkward. I wasn't offended by it. It was awkward, and I would think that you might consider that as being rude.
Yeah,
you know?
But then again, if they're speaking in your own language, you'll be like, hey, now what's up, you know?
Yeah. Well, thanks
okay,
for calling
thank
in.
You.
See ya. Go ahead. What do you think? What do you think about the whole being stuck in the sauna? You're the only ones that speaks just only English, and everybody else is speaking a different language. What do you think about that?
Do you think they're talking about you? Or
yeah.
Check out that guy's face, man.
Maybe they're just... I don't know. I do it, and I was thinking about it because I do it myself. Sometimes me and my husband are, you know, we're Hispanic, and we're at the groceries, and we do speak Spanish, you know, we speak English fluently, right? But, I mean, we do say certain things in Spanish, and it really doesn't mean anything. We're not talking about anyone. We're just, you know, having a conversation.
Sure, I agree with you. And I've been in the store a million times when there's been people speaking different languages, and I'm fine with that. I think it was just... Since it was a situation where it was 4-on-1, and I was the only one being left out, you know, I think that's what kind of got to me a little bit on it.
Well, yeah, I guess I can understand that, because one time I was having an x-ray, and most of the nurses were Filipino, and they were speaking Filipino, so I guess I can understand where you're coming from, because
oh,
I kind of felt like, you know, here you are with this gown, you know, no clothes on, and you feel like maybe they're talking about you. So, yeah, I guess I can kind of understand.
Yeah, that's much worse than the sauna thing, because they'd be like, God, check out how brittle her bones are in this x-ray.
No, they were like, you know, trying to put me on the table and arrange me on there and telling me what to do. And then at the same time, they'd talk to each other.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, okay.
Yeah, in that kind of situation, that would really make me uncomfortable. Really.
Yeah, so yeah, I guess I can understand where you're coming from.
Well, thanks, yeah. thanks for calling in this morning. We
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Okay.
Talk
Bye.
To you later. All right, you're in the sauna, and everyone's you're basically getting ganged up on because you're the only one that doesn't speak the language that everyone else in there is speaking. It's 4-on-1. You know they can speak English because one of them said that, she goes, you scared me when the door slammed. So they have the capability.
Maybe that means something else in Korean.
Oh, yeah? That's actually Korean they were speaking? It was just, oh, okay, yeah. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I used to live in another country, and it's actually kind of the reverse. Because, like, we would be in the halls at the university where we went, and we would speak English, and, like, everybody around us would be speaking French. Well, we were speaking English to each other because we spoke French, but, you know, that's our language is English, so that's what we're more comfortable speaking. But we would hear people, like, pass us by all the time and say nasty, nasty things in, like, in French about us because we were speaking English.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we would totally, like, I turned around once to one chick, and I was like, in French, I said, what's your problem? I was like, we're just speaking the language that we know while we're talking to each other. If I'm going to speak to you, I will speak to you in your language.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was just the reverse. Like, yeah. We weren't talking about anybody. We were just more comfortable speaking our own language.
Yeah, see, I like conversations, and I like talking to people. And then when they go into I can't understand you mode, then it, you know, really throws
yeah.
me off.
Which, see, I understand, because I was able to understand the other language.
Yeah.
So it's not that... I guess, like, it was kind of I was in their position because I was in another country that wasn't native to me, but I was with people that were native to my country.
Right, yeah.
So it was just a lot easier for us to talk to each other in English, yes. not that we didn't speak French, because we all did, but...
That is a similar situation. However, what's different about it is the fact that you were still, you were in the company of friends, and then everyone that was around you, all the French-speaking people, was there ever a situation where there were four people speaking English, and then there was the one French-speaking person who couldn't understand what you were saying? That's the difference, because...
Yeah, and in those kind of situations, like, where we would just be all there, because I remember we used to go out with this girl that we made friends with, but she didn't speak any English. And so when we were with her, but she was a friend, it was kind of different, we would only speak French. Because, you know, we would be like, well, we can't speak English, then she's going to think we're talking about her.
Yeah, or just feel left out of the conversation or something. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be
yeah.
their best friends, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. but I know that out. We didn't really pay so much attention to strangers, like, when we were in. But I guess in a sauna, it's not really, I mean, you are strangers, but you're not, kind of.
Yeah, it's...
You're, like, sitting there with only one little thing covering you up.
Yeah, you're strangers with... naked body parts really close to each other. Fabric
yeah, exactly.
material away.